Fred Film Radio.
International Film Festivals and Awards Macau. Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 International Film Festival and Awards Macau, and I'm very honored, pleased to have with us at this time Asmara Abigail. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much. I'm very honored.
Thank you. I should explain to our listeners, Asmara is one of the actors who has been selected for as the talents highlighted in the Talent Spotlight Variety's Asian Stars Up Next, which is an annual talent showcase. This is the first time that we meet. So what I like to start off with, every time it's the first time I talk with somebody, is preferably a question that sounds generic maybe a little bit, but also kind of fun. When did you discover a passion for acting and that you had a talent in acting?
Okay, so I have a funny story about my childhood, because I live in a kind of like a forest, like a very big garden, because my family, we're very active and equestrian. So I usually like growing up alone with films. So I really love watching films, so I think it's like my friends. So after watching films, I used to reenact the scene from the films in my garden.
Right.
So that's more or less my childhood. And then I, growing up, also watching my parents' film, started from early age. And then I have this idea in my mind, like it's very lucky, the actors, that they can change their life every project. So I believe it's not going to be a dull life. Like, you can do a reincarnation in this life that we're living right now. So I got that idea in my mind. So, but when I first got my first role in Setan Jawa for Garin Nugroho, I was, I think, 23 years old. And we did like a workshop in Art Institute of Indonesia in Surakarta in Central Java. I was there learning more or less the acting and dancing workshop, and I believe I fell in love with the process. And when we do the shooting, I know exactly that this is what I want to do.
Specifically, acting for films, then.
Yes, started. At that time, acting for film. But this year, I did two theater productions and one live performance next to Yo-Yo Ma. Dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I was dancing, performing next to Yo-Yo Ma.
Awesome.
So it's a collaboration. And this year, I could say I fell in love more and more also with live performance. It gives you another dimension and another adrenaline, I could say.
Yeah. Is there anything about acting in front of a camera that you find stressful? For example, I'm not very good whenever I'm in front of a camera, I realized. But I wonder whether you are at your ease in front of one.
I think I could say when the camera start rolling, the sound start rolling, and the director said action, I think it's like a change of moment. Like, it's a glimpse, it's an element of surprise, and I really enjoy that. But before that moment, when you have to set the camera and you have to be on set, it's pretty stressful. Like because you have to get into the character with like a lot of people around you, like very, you cannot imagine that you're in that situation with a lot of crews around. But I think when the cameras start rolling and it's action, I think I really enjoyed it very much.
Is one of the ways in which you calm yourself down is to pretend that you're back in your forest where you grew up?
No, it's always been, I could say, very lucky to have that kind of childhood, especially this day. Like, I'm very lucky to have a big garden, big trees growing up and breathing the, like, a really good air.
Yeah. Hey, did I hear you correctly? You mentioned your parents' films. Did they also work in filmmaking?
No, my parents' favorite films.
Oh, your parents'
But they're not working in film industry. Actually, the first adult film that I watched when I was 6 years old, it was Pretty Woman.
Oh, right.
And I've That's why I told you I fell in love in the concept that you can change your life or your job or your personality in every film in that particular case as Julia Roberts. Right. Like, you can change your job every film.
Yeah, it's true.
you kind of step into a different character all the time. You like doing that. Why do you like doing that?
I think because we can portray someone else's life and give them voice and give them, like a stage in for other people to see so the audience could understand other people's life. So, in a way, it can give them broaden perspective, more open-minded, and to have more compassion, I think.
Yeah, but I was kind of reading about you, and you've acted many of the film projects that you were involved in fall under the fantasy / horror category. Why do you think that is?
No, because I fell in love working with Joko Anwar, and Joko Anwar, I think one of his favorite genres to make is horror, and I did A Satan Slave with Joko Anwar, even though it's a very short scene for Satan Slave. But I think the scene is very powerful. And after that film, people started to ask me to do casting for horror film. So that's why in Indonesia, they think that I'm the new queen of horror.
Right.
But I don't do only horror, but for example, Setan Jawa, my first film, it's not about horror, but just the title is Setan Jawa. I think because the branding is too strong, like they think that I only do slasher or horror film, but right. I do also other type of genre.
Right, the Indonesian queen of horror, that's cool. but that is cool. I don't know if we specified it earlier in the interview, that's where you're from, that's your country of origin. Are you afraid of being typecast then? Because you like to play different characters, but being typecast is a fear that many actors have.
I know that now I'm trying to minimalize the horror category.
Yeah.
But I think whatever I do, there's always opinion from the public, and I cannot control that. Even like, for example, I'm here in Macau also with my film Homecoming.
Right.
The genre is drama, and I mean, I cannot control every opinion, even though I do also other genre. They also always think that I'm the queen of horror. I just want to do better and better, like for more selection of film, for more genre, more character and personality to explore. So I hope the project itself and the future will talk by themselves.
Can you tell me a little bit about Homecoming and the character that you play and what your experience was like working on that film?
My experience working with Homecoming, I think it's very interesting because it's talking about a problem of everyday life that a couple faced. We have two couples in here, one from the city with more or less like high social level, and one from the village with low social class.
Mm-hmm.
We could see like no matter your social level, that you still have this everyday life about hypocrisy and about how to be a perfect couple in the society to follow what they think it's perfect. So for me to portray my character, Santi, she's from a village. She got married very young. I don't think that she want to marry because her will, but because the society told her so. And she also wears hijab. Also, it's a very question mark for me because like the amount of rate of women wearing hijab in Indonesia, for me it's rising. Because back then when I was a child, growing up with my grandma and her friends, I never see a woman with hijab. But now, also like my friends, they started to wear hijab. So for me, it's a phenomena. Like, do you really choose as your like freedom to choose? Do you want to look that way, or it's because the society told you so? So for me, it's a very important role for me as well to do it in Indonesia because it talks so much about patriarchy in Indonesia. Also, for young children, I think it's very important to educate them in a way so they understand that they have freedom and opportunity growing up, not only following the society what they told you to do.
Gee, I didn't know that. That's interesting that you're sharing that. You're interested in women's rights. I mean, would you consider yourself an activist?
I cannot say I think I'm an activist. I think I'm not focused on that field. Yeah. But I think more than women's rights, I think everybody's right. Like equality, not only women, but also like the gender equality, any kind of gender, what do you want to say? And also like animal rights, I think, like why we're so busy with human rights, also the animals' rights. So I think it's about the equality, equilibrio of the world, and then I think it's very important, especially today's situation.
No, I agree with you. I'm also all about gender and animal rights. I'm a big animal rights guy. You seem to be very connected with nature. Is that
maybe
that's what?
Because of the forest.
Right, maybe because of the forest. Yeah, that's true. But you have that spirit, you know, that very. Hey, so we're out of time, but I wanted to ask you a question that was inspired by what you were saying about the horror genre. But it's not about the horror genre. It's more about, you know, obviously people go watch films to be scared, right?
Yeah.
And is there anything that you're scared of?
Oh, I'm scared of horror film.
Oh, you are scared of horror film.
No, I cannot enjoy horror film. Right. But one thing that I can say about horror film, out of your question actually, that my director, Joko Anwar, told me why he really liked to do a horror genre. Because horror, the feeling of terror, the scared feeling or terrified, it's universal. Mm. You can, like, from people from any social level, if you're scared, you're scared. It's not like drama or humor. If like maybe someone laughing, so the others don't, because they don't understand the jokes, or they're not like the same education level, so you can understand the drama of the film maybe. But if it's horror, if you're scared, you're scared. From any type of level from the society.
Sure. What about in life? Is there anything that scares you in life?
Maybe if I could not choose my own decision, I think I'm scared of that. Maybe if the situation pushed me to do something that I don't want to do, I think that's scary. So,
on that note, we actually are completely out of time. But I do thank you very much. It was a fascinating conversation.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, and congratulations once again.
Thank you.
This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.